Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
So, good morning, guys. I'll morning. Bring you through the biggest headlines of the day. The Phoenix Suns are gearing up to face the Nuggets tonight in Game 3 of their Western Conference semifinal as they have the chance to put Denver in the danger zone.
The first thing I think of is just how the Suns do not need to make any adjustments whatsoever, and that the Nuggets need to make an adjustment, but it has nothing to do with scheme and everything to do with effort and execution.
The other thing that was on my mind when I woke up this morning, it hit me. I don't know what day it is. I think that's just a byproduct of the last year. None of us really seem to be that locked into like, oh, today is Tuesday, oh, today is Wednesday. But especially with the Suns in the playoffs, it's just, oh, the Suns are playing today. Oh, the Suns aren't playing today. That's it. Those are my days of the week at this point. There are 2 days every week. Denver, you said it. Denver's going to have to make the adjustments. I'm not sure they can. But the Suns, just keep doing what you're doing.
The NBA told its teams yesterday that it intends to return to a normal schedule next season, with training camps opening in late September and the regular season set to begin on October 19th.
I like this. I really do. I know that everyone thought that there was a possibility that Adam Silver would say, hey, listen, you know what, we're going to push it back. Why should we compete with college football? Why should we compete with the NFL? We're going to go ahead and push it back. I like the fact that basketball, for the most part, starts in October.
I like having all the sports in October, especially when you have like the World Series and everything going. And again, our calendar's been so messed up for a year and a half that I don't even remember what that feels like. But I am a little surprised the NBA didn't just say, wait a second, we don't have to compete with the NFL. That would make life a lot easier. But I mean, they still have their playoffs in the summer when they're not really competing with anything. So I guess not a shock, but I'm a little surprised.
Fall ratings matter, don't they?
Well, they do.
D-backs fire hitting coach Darnell Coles and assistant hitting coach Eric Hinsky.
Boy, this was not a surprise. It really wasn't. The way the Diamondbacks, of course, have been struggling right now. I hate to see professionals, guys that are going out there giving everything they've got, whether you're playing or coaching, I hate to see them actually get fired. But you were not surprised by this in any way, shape, or form after looking at the Diamondbacks and their struggles, of course, especially with hitters in running, or especially with runners in scoring position.
You got to do something, I guess, right? I mean, at one point, what was it, May 2nd, they were 15-13, and since then they are 5-30.
Yes.
I mean, that's not just, okay, we're struggling, we have injuries. You got to at least be able to score. They have two runs in their last three games.
Kyler Murray spoke yesterday. He's hoping to only use his legs as a luxury in 2021 and is keeping the door open for baseball.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, if you're smart, your agent's going to continue to keep the door open for baseball. There's no doubt about that. But in terms of his running ability and using his legs and keeping that a luxury, man, I endorse that message 100%.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing. We saw it last year, and he referenced it, and we'll get into it more. But that's the sort of thing where, like, Kyler Murray's ability to run should be an advantage you have over other teams. And there were definitely stretches last year where it was like, no, that's a necessity just for us to be in the game. And that's, you know, you're taking away your best weapon. And it didn't work. We saw it in the second half of the season. We don't need any more proof.
The college football playoff will consider a proposal for expanding to 12-team format.
This is going to happen. This is going to happen. There's no doubt about it, because let's see, eight teams would have been great, because that would have been double your money. Now, why not just go ahead and triple your money? There's some problems with it. There's no doubt about it. You've got to define a lot of things that you're going to do and the criteria that you're going to use to actually put these teams into the playoff. But having said that, money, money, money. It makes a lot of sense.
My two questions for this are, A, what took so long, and then B, how much longer is this going to take? Because it's not like this is just going to flip next year. Every story I saw was like, well, they have to have a meeting to decide about a meeting to think about a meeting for when they're going to start to implement this. This could still be years and years away, but you said it right there, man. The money is there. That's why I'm surprised it took this long. And, you better believe it's going to happen now. All right, coming up tonight, Game 3 for the Suns and the Nuggets. What adjustments will Denver make? That's next. It is the Doug and Wolf Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.